broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys, and Saturday is college football. And we kick it off on a Saturday tailgate. It is already, it's hard to believe, week four in college football, week three in the NFL. We got it all covered. It's your boy JC, Brother Love. Remember, subscribe to the brand new show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday on YouTube. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. I am alongside the bilingual and ready to mingle, Damian Perez. ¿Qué pasa?
Good morning. Another Saturday, another good Saturday, another good start to the weekend.
Let's talk about sports. Let's get at it. Let's get at it. By the way, you've been outstandingly awful against the spread in our pick six, but then again, so am I. It is Theo Dorsey. It is Colin Russo, myself and yourself, and not one of us has a damn winning record.
It was a tough weekend last week. Yeah. It was very tough. A lot of favorites went down. A lot of favorites that no one would have ever thought. For example, the Lions.
We'll get to that.
Lost at home.
We'll get to all that. But it is a college football Saturday, and that means the sound of marching bands. You can hear it already. And you also know that we're all over it. We're all over it, including the big story, and that is Arch Manning getting the start for Texas. He will replace Quinn Ewers for the time being with the oblique injury. And also, of course, USC heading to the big house for the first time since 1958. The Texas situation is one where this kid might lose his job because the next man up is the next man, period. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's just a better athlete, it looks like. He hit, I believe, 20 miles per hour in that last game. I mean, he could throw it.
Arch Manning might be, is he the fastest quarterback in Division I college football?
I don't know if he's the fastest. I think Milroe will have something to say about that. But he's up there for sure.
He might very well be. These are the big games, obviously. We're going to get to the actual big games presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood in just a moment. But let's run down the slate. The top 25 action for this week four in college football, 3:30 p.m. on NBC. The number 17 team in the land, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Miami of Ohio, the Irish lay in 28 points. How about Notre Dame and the rebound last week? They needed a statement. They needed one of those confident games. They're back on track.
They definitely did.
They're back on track, my man.
Absolutely back on track.
Yeah. At 3:30 also to ABC, it is the UCLA Bruins at the number 16 team in the land, the LSU Tigers. Brian Kelly and that Cajun squad, a 23.5 point favorite as of right now. But wait, it gets better because we have three top 25 teams versus games. The old top 25 versus top 25. The first one at 4 o'clock on Fox, the number 12 Utah Utes. Remember Joe Pesci? Remember the movie My Cousin Vinny? Remember Joe Pesci saying the two Utes? Tell me, you've seen it, right?
I have not seen it, actually.
But you know it's a great movie.
Absolutely. Sounds like a classic.
Joe Pesci said the two Utes. The number 12 Utes of Utah. At the number 14, Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Cowboys a 2.5-point favorite. And that matchup, that's not even top 25. That's top 15 teams. 7 o'clock on ESPN. Plus, Miami, the number 8 team. Actually, that's just on ESPN straight, as well as ESPN Plus. Miami, the number 8 ranked Hurricanes at USF. South Florida, an 18.5-point home underdog. This might be a little bit of a caution. Be careful, University of Miami spot.
Yeah, USF that's shown that they can go toe-to-toe with everybody, but I don't know if they can do that the whole game. First Bama, the first half, they looked impressive, but kind of fell off towards the end, ended up getting blown out.
It's a Saturday night in a hostile environment.
Best team in Florida, UM.
You are the team of the state. Florida State, 0-3, that's over. Florida Gators, that's over. Miami, you are walking the walk thus far, but you always talk the talk. And now it's that primetime ESPN game on the road to a program that's been legit for a decade and a half. And you're laying 18.5 points. You're expected to win convincingly, if I'm inside that Miami program, I'm reminding them of what can and does happen weekly in college football. And I'm not just talking about the FSUs of the world or even the Notre Dames of the world. I'm talking about this spot, this team. Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Miami, 7 o'clock, primetime at USF. Watch out. That's all I'm saying. Watch out. And then to the big game. The big game presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. I love Bud's Chicken and Seafood. I love that family. I love that business. 6 locations in Palm Beach County. Did you know it's been family-owned and operated since 1957?
I knew it because of you.
I'm glad I could teach you something. See that? I'm useful in some capacity to your life. Family-owned and operated. It is better value. It's better food. It's just better ingredients. It is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County once again by you, the people. The greatest chicken tenders of your life. You know why?
Why is
crispy,
that?
Crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection, yes. But at Bud's Chicken and Seafood, they use tenderloin. USDA class tenderloin. Most places just give you breast meat, fry it up, call it a tender. No. This is tenderloin. Get all the dipping sauces and get the sides. The mac and cheese, put a little hot sauce on that. Get yourself the crinkle cut fries, the mac salad, potato salad, all those made in-house. And all the dipping sauces. That's how you do it. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. You can order right now on your phone. Why would you? For the weekend, it's perfect. For your Saturday and Sunday football, it's Bud's. Bud'sChicken.com. Order for pickup, order for delivery, order to pick it up through the drive-thru. Bud'sChicken.com, because Bud's Chicken and Seafood is yum, yum. Can I hear you one time with the yum, yum? Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum, yum.
Oh, don't tell C-Cat. We may have a new top contender. For the Bud's Chicken and Seafood, yum, yum. I'm just saying. We got 2 for the big game slate. And it is first, the second of the top 25 matchups. The top 25 versus top 25. And this is the biggest game. 3:30 CBS. The number 11 ranked Trojans of Southern California. Go to the big house. Ann Arbor, Michigan. It is USC at Michigan. And the Wolverines, the defending national champions, are now the 18th ranked team in the country. They're a 4.5-point home underdog. 2 weeks ago, do you remember what Texas did when Texas pulled up to the maize and blue inside the big house? Do you remember what Texas did?
Absolutely. I watched that game on my couch, and I think it'll be something similar today against USC.
Really?
I do.
Michigan, storyline, new quarterback. 108,000 people there to witness an orgy. Alex Orgy. He will start for the Michigan Wolverines. This game is intriguing. These are 2 legendary brands. Think about the Heisman Trophy winners. Think about the national championships. Think about the 7 times they've met in the Rose Bowl. The granddaddy of them all, Keith Jackson. College football on ABC is being brought to you by Keith. This is a Keith Jackson special. USC hasn't been at Michigan since 1958. Do you understand that's the second year that Bud's Chicken and Seafood was in business?
It's a great way of putting it.
And it was a long time before I was born. And it was a really long time before you were born, Damian Perez.
Yeah, and these are 2 teams that are, you know, they're finding their new identity. They both lost their starting quarterback, J.J. McCarthy being one, Caleb Williams being the other. So they're in a position where they're finding their new identity, and Michigan, they've just been struggling, you know?
It sounds to me like we're going to pick this game coming up in our Saturday tailgate pick 6, but it sounds to me like you might be siding with USC laying the points.
I am.
In Michigan. By the way, I got a buddy, Darnell, shout out, who played a little college football. He played at a small school. And they opened a season at Michigan. And he's back to take the opening kickoff. And I said, hold on. You were the opening kickoff returner at a game at Michigan in the big house. And he said, yes. And I said, boy, tell me the truth. You were scared. And what do you think he said?
He said no.
He said, I couldn't feel my legs.
Oh, he kept it honest. He kept it real.
He kept it real. My boy Darnell said he couldn't feel his legs. Of course you're terrified. There's 110,000 people and TV cameras and all that comes with that. But we'll shift gears now to the third of the top 25 teams facing off in our big games presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood College Football Slate Rundown for this Saturday. 7:30 tonight, the Volunteers of Tennessee, the number 6 ranked team in the country, head to Oklahoma, the 15th ranked Sooners. And by the way, Tennessee, a 7-point favorite on the road. So at 3:30, I mean, what an afternoon of college football. 3:30, you got USC at Michigan, and then that game rolls right into Tennessee at Oklahoma with the Sooners catching 7 points. The storyline here, Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel returns to Oklahoma where he won himself a Heisman Trophy. This game tonight, Tennessee, all that expectation, all that hype, all that hope. I'm going to tell you right now, Oklahoma, I'm going to put right now a warning on this game. If you have a bad Saturday at betting college football, don't chase. Don't chase your bets. But if you did chase, do not go for the big bailout on Tennessee minus the 7. Because this game, I believe, could down in the final minutes be one of those games that you say, my God, Oklahoma might just pull this upset off. This game is going to be closer inside that 7 in the final minutes. Damian, what says you?
I don't know if I could agree with that. I think Tennessee is going to come into Oklahoma, and this is going to be a statement game for them. You know, they've looked good. They're ranked 6th right now, or something. Excuse me.
Tennessee is the 6th ranked team in the country.
They're ranked 6th. They've looked great up to now. You know, they're rolling. They have the confidence. They're going to go into Oklahoma, and this is going to be a statement game for them.
All right. We'll continue on because at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN+, Plus, it is University of Louisiana at Monroe. The old ULMON at the number 1 team in the world, the Texas Longhorns. By the way, this is the first time Texas has been the number 1 team in the country since 2008. Texas Longhorns, a 45-point favorite. Arch Manning gets the start. Quinn Ewers out with oblique injury. Arch Manning, the expectations are through any roof, even the Sistine Chapel. Arch Manning benefits from growing up with a grandfather who was Archie Manning, an uncle who is Peyton Manning, an uncle who is Eli Manning, and a father who is Cooper Manning. He will be prepared in all those ways you can prepare a young man, a freshman, in a spot like this. But the thing about expectations in life, Damian Perez, I shall teach you. You probably already know this.
Gotta meet him.
The saddest thing about expectations is that they are rarely, if ever, met. And that's if you meet a girl on Instagram and you go meet her in person. And that's if you heard great things about a restaurant. You can't wait to see a movie. You love the trailer. Expectations in life, the saddest thing is that they are rarely, if ever, actually met. Arch Manning will have moments of brilliance in this spot. That's why they're a 45-point favorite. But he also may throw the ball with a little bit of that early game overexcitement. Remember, when quarterbacks short balls, they're nervous and they're tight. When quarterbacks overthrow balls too high, too far, they are too excited, too excitable.
Too loose.
No, they're high strung. They're not nervous. They're just overexcited. Used to see it a lot with Brett Favre in national games. Monday Night Football games, you'd see the ball sail because he was just too hype. Arch Manning should have a game. Texas should have a game. But with that said, be cautious of the expectation. This, by the way, is a great showcase spot for him. It's a great showcase spot for him to maybe, just maybe, win the job. Can you lose a job to injury? Didn't used to be that was the case. And then Tom Brady in 2001 taught us all, yeah, you can lose your job, Drew Bledsoe, because somebody else came in and things are going well with him. Take a listen to Pat Forty on the Jim Rohn Show when asked about who will be QB1 when Quinn Ewers returns at Texas. Listen.
I assume it is Ewers' job, period. But boy, oh boy, Arch Manning has given people a taste of what it could be like with him, and it's spectacular. I mean, he was preposterously good against UTSA. I think everyone's expecting him to be a great college quarterback. Thing is, Quinn Ewers is already a great college quarterback, so Sarkisian can go ahead and bow to seniority for now, as long as the machine keeps humming the way that it does.
He used spectacular and preposterous in the same sentence. That's outstanding.
Yeah, this is a spot for Arch Manning. You know, Texas has the best, arguably the best O-line in the country. So being at home, hanging 45 points, like you said, this could be a statement where he can say, I'm here.
Yeah, he's not playing USC. He's not playing Tennessee. He is playing University of Louisiana at Monroe. And then Pat Forty continues on the idea of potential quarterback controversy. Listen.
They've got a couple weeks to kind of soft ramp back up with Ewers until they play Oklahoma in October, and we'll see where things go from there. But I can tell you this, they're playing in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma. If Quinn Ewers goes 3-and-out in that first possession, people are going to be saying, let's see Arch play.
And that's the problem, is that people have not only no attention span, but also they have no patience. We live in a disposable society. People now ghost friendships, relationships, and others. No one is waiting. And people booing. I mean, you saw Thursday Night Football. The Jets were getting booed by their fans after the first series. Like, this is the world in which we live. Speaking of college football and college football coaches, he mentioned Steve Sarkisian. Have you seen Steve Sarkisian's wife, L'Oreal?
I have not.
Have you seen this woman?
No. Should I?
Yes. Yes, you absolutely should. And apparently she's building a fashion empire, fashion influencer, working with Anna Wintour, etc. Dabo Swinney, Clemson. You know, he had the weekend off last weekend. Didn't have to coach. So you know what he did? He finally found a way to put YouTube TV on his phone. Apparently he's technologically challenged. Listen to Dabo. By the way, could not be. I have YouTube TV. I have my own promo code that I can utilize via social media for referrals. It's not difficult to download the app. It's not. Whenever you want to make it sound like you are old and antiquated, just put the word the. Don't say YouTube TV. Say the YouTube TV. The application. Listen to Dabo Swinney. This is unreal.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I am a big YouTube TV guy now. I discovered, I finally figured out how to get that freaking app on my phone. It's like a
what?
Act of Congress.
No, it's not.
I mean, you got to have like birth certificates and all kind of stuff to get some of these things. I mean, like, I don't know all these codes from, you know, who's your provider. I mean,
that's your provider.
Stuff on there.
That your provider would be them, dummy. He's talking about being able to watch games like on ESPN. You have to punch in. If you're using the ESPN app, you have to punch. They would be the provider. Dabo Swinney is in his early 50s, right? He's like 53, 4, 5 years old. But that sounds like your grandfather talking about, I got this thing, you need to act to Congress and blah, blah, blah. Here's Dabo Swinney on the rest of his new love affair with YouTube TV. Listen.
And, man, it was awesome. I had my phone going. I had my iPad going with four screen, and I had the TV going.
Hey.
I would imagine some of y'all probably did the same thing, because this is what you do for a living, right? Like, y'all gotta know what the heck's going on. I mean, we had a lot of teams playing that we're gonna play.
Yeah,
and so that's really what I did all day. I just watched ball all day, and it was awesome, and just fun to watch. You know,
and I finally got that app on my phone. You know, the one that you go to the app store and you touch it, and it goes onto your phone. You know, that difficulty, Damian, how hard that was to do. Coming up when we return, we go live to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us. Major wager alerts. A couple of college teams you need to know about. Big major money being bet on by individuals that must know something. Plus the line movement for college and NFL football. This is the insight because he talks to all of the bookmakers, and I'm talking about the biggest casinos in Las Vegas, to know where the money is coming and what that means and what to watch out for. He's got all those red flags coming up in just a second, but I got a green flag for you, and it is to go to X Golf West Palm Beach, now open for business. X Golf West Palm, go and see for yourself. They have changed golf forever. They're having a party, by the way, coming up next Saturday. from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. They're going to have contests closest to the pin, long drive contests, food and drink specials, swing lessons, by the way, for free with in-house PGA pros, giveaways throughout the day, and they're going to have all the football on. Hang by the bar, watch all the football, and have beverages as well. Bays will be open for use, of course, and kids are welcome. X Golf, where you can play actual golf inside and have your own TV to watch whatever you want on it, have somebody bringing you food and beverage, and never worrying about the weather, never worrying about parking, never worrying about anything. You can choose from thousands of different courses around the world, and it's not just aimlessly hitting balls. It's playing actual golf. It means that you are in the simulator playing an virtual augmented reality golf game where you're swinging a real club, hitting real balls, but short game, putting, all of it. Get your information online right now. X Golf WPB on Instagram. It's right on Okeechobee Boulevard. It's right next to I-95. It is changing golf forever, and not just recreational or competitive, and not just for fun. Let's have a few beverages, hit some balls, and, you know, but also think about golf tournaments that used to be, and still many are, of course, held outdoors at big courses, and you try to find people. I got to catch up with so-and-so. I got to say hi to so-and-so. You're trying to find them on the 12th hole, the 19th hole, the 37th hole, the 5th hole. It's 8,000 yards. What about everybody just being in the same building, in the same room? That's how you get it done. X Golf. X marks a spot. Change golf forever. It is freaking awesome. X Golf West Palm Beach. Again, X Golf WPB on Instagram, Okeechobee Boulevard, right next to I-95, changing golf forever. We go live to Las Vegas. Vegas Insider Senior Reporter Patrick Everson joining us Saturday tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
On a college football Saturday morning, Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3 and worldwide on the ESPN app. And on all smart speakers, simply by telling it, play ESPN West Palm. In just a moment, we will go live out to Las Vegas to Vegas Insider Senior Reporter Patrick Everson, who's got all the latest in line movement, major wager alerts, and liability for the sports book. You're going to want to listen for not just your college Saturday, but your NFL Sunday and Monday as well. Speaking of money, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, take back control of your life. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall, injured on the job, workers' comp. Anajar and Levine going to take care of everything. Friends of mine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine. Remember, they do not get paid unless you get paid, and they will fight to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. The insurance companies would love for you to talk to them directly so they can do wrong by you. Don't mess with that. Don't deal with that. Anajar and Levine handle everything. And remember, you don't pay a cent until you get paid. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Always talk about your case with an actual attorney. Answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. 1-800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys to take back control of your life. And with that, we do go now to Las Vegas, the city of sin, where it's early, early, early. Vegas Insider Senior Reporter Patrick Everson joining us on Saturday Tailgate. Patrick, thank you once again for taking time. How was the week, by the way? Did you make any of that lunch money?
Boy, I think I made a little bit in week three college football. I'm trying to remember what I did, honestly. It's been a whirlwind. I mean, obviously, the NFL week two was absolutely horrible for the public betting masses. So
yeah.
Hopefully some of what we get through today will steer them right for whether it's college or NFL this weekend.
And that's what I'll remind everybody. It is important to note when there is huge lopsided public action on one side, the public is getting pounded. It was last season. And it continues this season. The public has been horrific. And as we all know, the public generally leans heavily on favorites. So let's look at college, because we've got some games today that will be bet massively. A couple of matchups between top 25 teams and a couple of big showcase games, including but not limited to, at 3:30 on CBS, USC, their first trip into the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to take on the Maize and Blue for the first time since 1958. Michigan is a home dog again. This time, Michigan plus 4.5. Have we had line movement here? I think this line may have been 5.5 just a couple days ago. Patrick, what do you know here?
Right, there is some movement, and apologies. One of my dogs is going bananas, which happens sometimes.
As long as you aren't, we're afraid you're being attacked. As long as you're not being attacked, we're fine with it. We're not polished here.
Right, so this is an interesting game. Look, as you've noted on the USC game, line has come down a little bit. That was USC, you said, right? The dog was kind of distracting me for a moment there.
Yep.
But this is, I talked to one odds maker over the last day or two, and this has really been more of a USC heavy game, like lopsided to USC with a couple of the larger sports books in Vegas and across the country. So it's interesting in that respect. I'm looking at some numbers that just came in for me, where you're looking at 3-1 tickets on the spread and a little over 2-1 money on the spread on USC.
Wow.
To take care of business against Michigan, even though that line has come back in. Now, what that probably says, a couple things. You know, there may be a little bit of a question mark, an injury or two or something, but also there probably was some respected money that came in on Michigan. Look, they cannot afford to lose another game, particularly at home, after getting trucked 2 weeks ago by Texas. So it's a really interesting matchup, but I've checked in with multiple books on this, and they've all said heavy USC action.
So you said
I'm not sure if that'll.
So Patrick, you said 3-1 tickets USC, meaning the number of people that bet. Okay, we're not talking about the money yet.
Right.
3-1, right. 2-1 as far as the money USC on the road at Michigan in the Big House, and yet that number came down from 5.5 to 4.5. How does economically speaking? I've been doing this since the mid 90s. How does that make sense?
Right. That it's the only thing I can see there. And again, I haven't got anything this morning on it yet.
Yep.
But what could be happening? A couple of things could be at play here. A, you could have sharp money coming in on Michigan thinking, look, Michigan's got to figure out a way to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
This is too many points. Second time in 3 weeks they're at home. But it is a significant mover from some opening numbers. You could have gotten look aheads on this, you know, earlier at an even higher number, where you're getting more points with Michigan or having to lay more points with USC.
Right.
But look, I would guess that the sharper set is on Michigan. I will say this though too, I've heard from operator, obviously Hard Rock down in Florida, great spot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't operate outside of Florida yet, but we'll be in Vegas here in a couple of years. We're looking forward to that.
That's right.
But I know that from hearing from folks at BetMGM and elsewhere, the Michigan betting base is rabid, 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 Josh. Just really gets behind its home teams. Now, I'm not saying they're getting behind Michigan that much in this scenario based on what we've seen from Michigan this season, but they are real supportive. There's a lot of regional bias in Michigan for the Lions, for the Wolverines, et cetera. So, maybe some more and more of those people are weighing in, and it's just getting a little too lopsided, and they feel like they have to move. But I would guess you've probably seen a little of the wise guy money coming in on the Wolverines, but I'm not sure it's well-placed. I mean, I'm not sure that team's got what it takes.
Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, joining us on Saturday Tailgate. He's out in Vegas. He talks to the bookmakers. He's in the sports books. And there are some notable college football bets, as I understand. I saw your tweet last night. I know that Caesars out there in the desert. And by the way, one of these significant moneyline wagers is on a service academy. Somebody's betting big money on Army. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think it was, what, $15,000 on Army money line,
yeah,
minus 235 or something like that,
yep,
to win about $6,000. Look, you can't argue with the ROI, but you just never know. That we saw in the NFL last week. We saw with Notre Dame a couple of weeks ago. Notre Dame was a significantly higher money line favorite, significantly higher money line favorite there. But still, it's gambling and it's football, and odd things can happen when you get out on the field. But yes, Army took a $15,000 play. I believe it was like -235 against Rice, a pretty significant wager to put on a team that, doesn't necessarily want to go out there and put up a lot of – I mean, now all they have to do is win the game. But this is a team that doesn't necessarily want to put up a lot of points. They just want to get to the end of the game and hopefully have the higher score.
Exactly. They're playing just to finish. They're not – I mean, that's Army football, right? I mean, yeah, that's just what it's been at the Service Academy at West Point for the last 150,000 years. All right, Patrick, so line movements as well as major wagers, college football. Let's round this up real quick. What are we seeing? What are you hearing that's interesting for today's slate of games in the college side, first and foremost, with line movement in a couple of those major wagers that, you know, make us park our ears up? The antennas go up a little bit. What do you got?
Right. Well, again, Tennessee, Oklahoma, that's been heavy to the Vols at multiple sports books. They can't, people just can't lay off of Tennessee, it appears. Wow. They're very much sold by their Heisman Trophy candidate QB, which I totally get. And I would, you know, Nico Iamalava, I believe. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
It is.
But that's just a super well-bet game, too. With one, there's one sportsbook saying that is the, no surprise, the most bet game in terms of tickets, and followed by USC Michigan. But as far as movers and such, I'm just taking a look over one book's chart on this.
Yeah.
Some of these, as you noted, obviously the USC Michigan game is on the move. A fair amount.
Yep.
A couple other games. I'm just scrolling through to see how much they've moved.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of these among top 25 teams, I'm not seeing a lot like huge movement. I'm just seeing a half point here or there, and some of them are on these games that have really monster spreads. So, you know, not a lot of dynamic games beyond the couple that we've already touched on.
Correct.
So not a lot of big movers. I can tell you as far as, you know, lopsided action, and North Carolina State tickets and money against Clemson is heavy to NC State, like, you know, approaching 4-1. Ohio State laying 40, I don't even know that you get involved there, but it's 4-1 tickets, 3-1 money against Marshall. We touched on USC, Notre Dame against Miami, Ohio, 74% of laying like 28, 74% of bets, 95% of early money on the Fighting Irish on this game.
Patrick, let me ask you, has the public been better as far as the lopsided action on the college side? Because we know it's been horrific for the public when they are so lopsided on the NFL side. Or is it the same trend?
Here's what I think, based on what I'm seeing this week, last week to this week in the NFL, and then some of the numbers that I just ran you through on some of these college games, it looks like the public is backing off a little bit on the NFL, at least. I'm not so sure that they are on college. I mean, just Tennessee is a real flavor of the week and a really flavor of the season. And USC seems to be getting there to a degree as well. And people have real short-term memory with Notre Dame, and maybe they should. That could very much have been a one-off game against Northern Illinois. But it seems like they're at least tapping the brakes on the NFL after what happened in week 2.
Got it. Patrick Everson, Vegas Insider, senior reporter. You can get information at vegasinsider.com. Follow him on Twitter. I have for several years, and I learned a lot from him. Patrick_Vegas. To the NFL now, to the line movements, the major wagers, and the liability. We've got a slate of games here that I'm going to call the Jackson 5. By the way, rest in peace, Tito Jackson. Because we got an ABC easy as 1, 2, 3. We got the Baltimore Ravens laying 1 at Dallas, the Houston Texans laying 2 at Minnesota, and the Kansas City Chiefs laying 3 at Atlanta. This is one of those weekends that's a little bit funky, a little fugazi, a little bizarre. I'm sure the odds and the tickets are proving as such as well. What do we got going on the NFL side with some of this lopsided action and some of this line movement, Patrick?
Well, I'll tell you, first off, obviously that Ravens-Cowboys game is really interesting. The Ravens, you can't imagine they would start 0-3, but they might.
Mm-hmm.
and this is an interesting game. One odds maker I'm going back and forth with, 2-1 tickets on the Ravens, a little over 2-1 tickets, and just shy of 3-1 money on the Ravens to go on the road and win and cover as a very short favorite.
Wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just scrolling over. They're also taking more of the money line money. They just, you know, people are eschewing. When the number's that low, a lot of times, whether it's plus or minus, the bettors will eschew the spread and just take them on the money line.
And are those the pros or the Joes? Patrick, is that the pros or the Joes? Are those the sharps or the squares? Because this idea of, well, they can't possibly go 0-3 sounds like a very public, sounds like a very square angle on that.
I agree. It's definitely a public angle, and I think that's more of a public move. Why would we want to mess with the spread when really it's so close that the money line is almost the same juice?
Yeah.
Let's take the money line and then not have to worry about where this goes. But I think the most interesting game is this Eagles-Saints game, Josh. This has been a huge mover. This was Eagles -3.5 on the look-ahead line like a week and a half ago. And then we get through NFL Week 2 Sunday, and the Saints are impressive at Dallas.
Flipped.
And it starts to come down like 2.5 to -1 to the Eagles. And then the Eagles completely stub their toe against the Falcons on Monday night, Week 2. And this line shoots all the way to Saints -3.
Wow.
You've got the sharps and the public. Caesars told me it's sharps and public all over the Saints. And obviously the sharps got in when they were still getting points, or maybe when it was Saints -1. The public tailed and pushed this all the way out to -3. One odds maker I'm looking at, you got basically 3-1 money, 2-1 tickets on the Saints. And that's not like an 80% kind of thing, but it's a lot for a Saints team that people didn't think that much of coming into the season. So it's pretty interesting how enthused people have been with the Saints. I think some of that's going to come back. I do think the Eagles are going to get some public plays. You get closer to kickoff. It's just a big, you know, a bigger game than people anticipated. But a couple of other kind of lopsided ones in the NFL with a couple of games that I'm looking at on with another odds maker. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 83% tickets, 70% of money against my Denver Broncos. Raiders, 82% tickets, 78% of money against the dreadful Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Chiefs, 77% of tickets, 83% cash, playing the Falcons on in that Sunday night game. You alluded to that one. It's kind of a wonky game.
Red flags.
Chiefs open 4.5, and they're down to -3. So that line is a decent mover, getting down, going through a key number of 4 and down to a key number of 3. And then you got the Bills on Monday night, 76% of tickets, 70% of cash against the Jaguars.
Red flags, people. He is telling you all of this action on one side, the public all and the money. It's always a red. It doesn't mean it won't win or cover. It just means be very careful. Proceed with caution. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider. Again, follow him on Twitter and them as well. And also check them out at VegasInsider.com. Patrick is at Patrick_Vegas. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the homework, insight. Best of luck to you. Make a little of that lunch money. We hope to talk to you again next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, sir. All right, Patrick. Take care, my friend. I appreciate you.
You bet. I had a couple bumpy spots there. I hope it was all good.
All good. Time now for our Saturday tailgate pick 6. Let's get it. The results have been horrific. And this week we're picking college and professional tackle football. Last week I went 3-3. So did Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking. Weekdays, 2-4. Colin Russo went 2-4. 4-6 alongside Mike Rizzo. And you went 1-5. How does it feel to bring up the rear?
No problem. Come back this week.
Atta boy. Standings overall, Teddy Dolo is 5-7. I am a horrific one game behind, 4-8. So is Colin Russo, and so is you. Notice I made it seem I'm in second place when really I'm just tied for last.
Three-way tie
for last. Let's pick these games, shall we? Let's pick these games. Let's begin with USC -4.5 at Michigan. Who do you got? We got
USC 4.5, -4.5.
USC laying the points, so is Colin Russo. How about Theo Dorsey? Mr. Teddy Dolo is on USC as well. I am on USC as well. Recap that for the audience, please.
I picked USC -4.5. Colin Russo, USC 4.5.
All you got to say is it's a sweep. We're all on USC.
We are all going to hit.
We're all on USC. You know what that means. Michigan wins outright. Tennessee laying 7 at Oklahoma.
Not enough points. Tennessee -7.
Theo Dorsey is on Oklahoma. Colin Russo is on Tennessee. I am taking Tennessee. No, I'm not. I'm on Oklahoma. Oklahoma might win this game outright. Who you got?
Tennessee minus -7.
We already know. Miami, an 18.5-point favorite at South Florida. Kyle Russo is laying the points in the Hurricanes. What are you doing?
Same thing. UM, baby. Minus 18.5.
That's dangerous. Theo Dorsey's got Miami minus the points. Give me USF. Give me the points. I'll take the dog in that spot.
This could be a big one for you.
Sunday, NFL, Houston laying. This is the 3-2-1. This is the old Jackson 5, ABC 1-2-3. Houston Texans, a 2-point favorite at Minnesota. Who you got, Damian Pettis?
I got to go Texans minus -2. I know they didn't cover last week. They're going to cover this week.
Theo's got the Vikings. Colin Russo has chosen the Texans minus -2. This is tricky. This really is. Give me the Texans. I think the Minnesota Vikings come back to earth. Baltimore Ravens, a 1-point favorite at the Dallas Cowboys. Colin Russo has the Ravens minus the points. Who you got, Damian Pettis?
I got the Ravens. I just don't think the Dallas will be able to stop that running attack.
Theo Dorsey's on the Ravens. You're on the Ravens. The Dallas Cowboys are going to win this game. And that means the Baltimore Ravens begin the season 0-3, which brings me no pleasure, no joy to say that. I think both these teams psychologically are suffering. The Ravens, that's a big ask. Kansas City Chiefs at the Atlanta Falcons. The Chiefs, a 3-point favorite. Theo Dorsey, of course, has his Chiefs. Who you got?
You know, I think Atlanta covers this. No Pacheco. I think Kansas City is going to struggle in that adjustment. Give me Atlanta at home.
Colin Russo, Chiefs minus -3. This is in Atlanta. Give me the Falcons. Why not? I'm with you. Give me the Falcons. Why not? And there is our Saturday tailgate pick 6 presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Listen. If you need an oil change, no, leave that music where it was, brother. We're not done just yet. We're all good. We're inside of our pick 6. That a boy. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. You need oil changes? They do it. You need major, minor service and repairs? They do it. They've been taking care of 3 generations now of people's vehicles. They got 18 locations, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. You always want to work with a family like St. Lucie Battery and Tire because of accountability and because of respect. They're not looking for things that aren't really wrong, tell you the wrong to get you to spend more money. They're looking to make sure you don't need anything so your car can run better, last longer, and save you money. Your car is your second biggest investment in your life. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. And it's not just your cars. They got batteries for everything from your boats, your jet skis, your RVs, everything. Side-by-sides, that's what they do. Honest, reliable service. They're the home of it since 1970. 18 total car care centers, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. So who can you trust? Who's not going to job you? Who's not going to try to find things wrong to try and pad your bill? St. Lucie Battery and Tire. SLBT.com. SLBT.com. Make an appointment now. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Real quick, Panthers coach Dave Canales on Bryce Young. Take a listen to what he said on Sunday. Take a listen.
Bryce is our quarterback. I'd love to see this thing just continue to take the next steps offensively right now.
Yeah. Will he start next week?
Bryce, our quarterback. We're going to just continue to shore up and fix the things we need to fundamentally from a scheme standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. And then here's Dave Canales on Monday. What do you say on Monday?
As we go into Las Vegas to play the Raiders, sitting Bryce down here. you know, after yesterday, just went home, watched the film.
Yeah, sure.
Had some conversations with coaches, with Dan Brandt.
Yeah.
So had to gather a lot of information through this morning and made that decision after looking at it that this is the best decision for our group, for our team.
Yeah. What the hell did you just say?
What the hell did you just say being brought to you by Andrologics? Andrologics West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T for over 20 years. These are friends of mine. These dudes have gotten results for guys, I swear to you, that say that from the boardroom to the bedroom, they are getting it on like Donkey Kong, handling their business. Like nobody's business. Like they're in their mid-late 20s. Good news, bad news. Let's do bad news first. You know the commercials on TV for the supplements? that say they're going to restore your testosterone, free supplement, try this, free trial, they don't work. If they did, if it was a little supplement in a bottle, the multi-billion dollar industry of testosterone replacement wouldn't exist. You know why? It wouldn't have to exist. Common sense, people. Multi-billion dollar industry exists because it has to. If you want to build lean muscle, again, if you want to lose some of that body fat, if you want better cognitive function, increase your libido, look better, feel better, perform better, this is not promise. This is science. This is not promise. This is proof. I want you to go online right now. A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-X. Again, they're Andrologics in West Palm Beach. Andrologics.com. A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-X. Do it today. Everybody's different. The plan is custom tailored to you because of your body chemistry. It's real simple. And by the way, treatments are sent right to your doorstep. They're delivered right to you. So you don't have to worry about all that. Andrologics.com. Andrologics West Palm Beach, because experience matters. We come back. It's time for a Hard Rock bet. Easy money. I got a teaser play for you. I guarantee is going to win you free money. Saturday tailgate on ESPN 106.3. It would be time for the Twin Peaks fight picks, but there's no fights tonight. No fights. UFC's got the weekend off, but Twin Peaks reminds you there is a fight. 2-0 Houston at Minnesota. That's the game. Watch all the football, every single game at Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Your UFC fight headquarters is always Twin Peaks. Time now for your Hard Rock bet, easy money. Here we go.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book.
So
easy. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
So easy to download, so easy to play, so easy to get paid. Quick and easy to set up Hard Rock Bet. I use it every single day. Live game parlays, everything you'd ever want, easy to play. Hard Rock Bet, easy to deposit. Use your Venmo, your PayPal. Easy to get paid immediately. Download it from the App Store, Google Play Store. Go to hardrock.bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Hard Rock Bet. Legal in Florida. I love it. And here's what I love for you. A four-team 10-point teaser. We're going to use Oklahoma. Make it plus 17. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Make them plus 3.5. The Dallas Cowboys would be now plus 11.5. And the Atlanta Falcons plus 13.5. 100 makes 100. Do it right now. Hard Rock Bet. You'll love every option of all the ways to play. Easy Money, presented by Hard Rock Bet. And that's it for us. Good luck, everybody. Godspeed, everybody. We'll see you back next Saturday, because every day above ground is a good day. Saturdays remain for the boys.